Want answers to the big life questions? You've come to the right place. The Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show welcomes you. Are you looking for solutions to creating your fullest life experience of wealth, wellness, abundance, and joy? Join Brenda Pierce and guests as we raise the vibe of humanity through peaceful evolution worldwide. Are you ready? Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, Boston and beyond. It's Brenda Pierce here with the Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show, and we are bringing to all of you the fullness of life's experience in health, wellness, abundance, and joy. We have it all rocking here, and we're so happy to have all of you here, whether you're listening live, in the broadcast right now, or when it replays on iTunes, A2Zen.com, and all the various modes of retransmission. So tonight we have the phenomenal Lynn McGonigal with us from the Lightworkers Healing Method. And Lynn is also a host of her own program on the Dream Vision 7 Network. And Lynn, welcome to the Healthy Wealthy Evolution tonight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, great. Great. And Lynn is the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method and host of her own Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast program. Lynn, you have been a phenomenal light in the world in terms of your life story and how you are bringing and expanding the Lightworkers Healing Method to people all over the world. Can you share with us a little bit about the quick journey that you've, long journey, but in a Reader's Digest format?
Reader's Digest format is perfect. Basically, I, at one point in time, was living a very traditional life, the traditional path to success. I was a CPA, I worked in corporate America, and I was a partner in a CPA firm, and I did that for 20 years. And I was successful at that. I did well at school and well in business, and by traditional standards was a success. And then my life turned upside down because a couple of things happened. My brother died, who I loved very dearly, and then I was disabled with a supposedly incurable disease, and there is nothing like that to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so through that combination, actually because my brother died, I learned how to get through the astral planes and into the higher dimensions.
Oh,
it wasn't
gosh.
A quick process. It took me about a year and a half, and then it took a lot longer to figure out what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
But bottom line is that I had followed him into the higher dimensions, and then I was able to meet up with teachers, higher dimension teachers, who taught me what now we call the Lightworkers Healing Method. It's a system of angelically guided energy healing that basically has as its purpose to support people in living their soul plan. So it's not like I got here the easy way. I got here through tragedy and disability, and it wasn't easy or quick, but I have come to the place where I know what it is to live a life so full of joy that I think it's impossible for anyone to have more joy. They could be equally joyful,
mm-hmm.
but more joy, I don't think so. And so here's really what's going on with the Lightworkers Healing Method, is that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. That's a phrase that we've all heard before, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So our souls don't come into a body on a whim. We have a plan for our lives before we're born, and we know the plan's going to have challenges, but we do expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're born, and it's harder than we thought it was going to be, and that's when things get off track.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look around, we see that some people are really suffering. They're fearful, they're lonely, they're depressed, they're anxious. They feel stuck in life. Sometimes they're struggling with money or relationships. Sometimes they are even physically ill, like I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bottom line is this. We have wise, loving beings. We all do have these wise, loving beings who are connected with us, know everything about us, and love us unconditionally. And whether we call them guardian angels or spirit guides or something else doesn't matter. They're here for us and for everyone. And they're just continually focused on supporting us and living our soul plan. So it's not as easy
no.
as you might think. to learn how to connect with these beings. But the point is, it's a teachable, learnable skill. When I started practicing as a healer, which, you know, I was reluctant to switch, that was what took me into disability. My guides were saying, look, you're not doing your work in the world. Sell your CPA practice. What are you doing? And I never said no, but I put it off and put it off. And then I got sick, you know. That's what we do when we don't listen.
Yeah.
And through the process of working as a healer, I got back my trust in life and my own health. So this is a way to help ourselves and help others just come back into alignment with their soul's plan, which is to succeed in life. You know, people know they're going to have challenges, but they intend to succeed. And so to find health and find peace and love and joy and fulfillment and create a life that works.
Well, I think this is the whole thing is, Lynn, this is why there's such a proliferation of people who are teachers of so many beautiful modalities that all come from the same source and with great love. And, you know, from great tragedies come great gifts and great learnings and great understandings. But the beautiful thing is that we all don't need to go that path of going through such great depths of despair in order to reach such heights of joy. And you, as a transformational leader, teacher, you know, you are helping people to shortchange that process so that we can jump onto the fullness of our life experience and really, really get to know who we are and what we're doing in the world without having to go through all that angst and tragedy. So thank you for being a bright beacon of light in the world and for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's exactly true, Brenda, is it's not necessary to take the long, slow, painful route. I mean, this is really a teachable, learnable skill set. You know, we can get right at the root causes of the problems in our lives and heal it at any level. All time is now. There are truly no limits. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. We can connect with our past lives and heal those deep traumas that we're tripping up over. We can connect with our future lives and draw in the mastery of the future. You know, we're struggling with things now, but just think about it, as eternal beings on an eternal growth path, by definition, at some point we'll have mastered this, right?
Yes, exactly, or else we're destined to keep repeating the until we get the lesson. But the wonderful thing about Internet, you know, this beautiful event that we're having here on live radio, and then it gets syndicated over and over again. So for the audience who's listening, if you experience what we're going to be sharing with Lynn tonight and, you know, want to go deeper and deeper, there are many ways to do that. One is listen to the replays, and, you know, the Dream Vision 7 Network has a .com, has a web page all set up where you can connect to the replays. And every time you experience the work that Lynn's going to be sharing tonight and how exciting it is to have this group experience, every time you experience it, you're going to experience it on a different level or a deeper level. Right, Lynn?
It's true, because every time we're coming into the space anew, we're new people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, we're never the same person we were like even 2 seconds ago. Like, it's such a dynamic gift that we have of this life experience. And that's what we're all about, is providing hope and giving people the tools that they need to help move you from where you think you are stuck right now. We're never really stuck, because this moment is the moment of creation. And every moment we start anew. How exciting is that?
Wonderful. The power of the choice to move forward.
Absolutely. And Lynn, right now, how about we start the process of moving forward? You have a beautiful, beautiful process to share with all of us. Would you be ready to do that?
Absolutely. And I have a couple of processes. And the first one is what we call our opening process. In the Lightworkers Healing Method, we conduct all of our healings, all of our classes, all of our gatherings inside of a sacred space. We have the right to live our lives in sacred space, but it's up to us to create it. And so this is a way of creating sacred space for ourselves. and for our lives. So we'll begin with this, with this opening process, opening up to spirit.
Thank you.
So friends, it can help to draw your focus inward, perhaps close your eyes just for a moment. Notice your body. Notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, just breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger. It's not here to punish us. I had chronic pain for 7 years. I know pain. And the moment we receive the message and open to it and act on it, the pain goes away. So sometimes just breathing into a discomfort is enough for it to release. And sometimes it needs more. So if you have any discomfort right now that needs more, then make a date to come back to it. Maybe at the commercial break, or maybe at the end of the show, or maybe before you go to sleep tonight. But make a date, and then please keep your promise. It doesn't work to lie to our bodies. And now, draw your focus into your heart chakra, which is centered in the center of your chest. But friends, I've never met anyone with a chakra that small. Almost everyone I work with has chakras even bigger than outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip. And no one has a chakra smaller than a hula hoop. So imagine in front of yourself a hula hoop and have the intention to align that full hula hoop-sized heart chakra with universal presence, and we'll simply start to draw light and love from universal source straight into the front of the heart, filling the entire chakra so full of love. It bulges and expands with love and then exhales out the back. And now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us, front to back, flowing through us and through our lives, letting that river flow, front to back, front to back, front to back. Reaching out the back now, connecting with that element of divine presence we're most personally comfortable with, finding it by feel, by vibration, drawing it into the back of the heart until once again it bulges, expands, and then exhales out the front. And now the river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us, around us, through us, and through our lives. Now swishing those rivers of love back to front and front to back through the heart, feeling how big your chakra is, knowing that now your chakra reaches even beneath your feet, swishing that riverbed of your heart chakra clear, back to front and front to back. That's where the grief settles down to the bottom of the heart. So we'll swish that clear. And now, friends, let's draw the focus down to the feet and through the feet into the very center of the planet. And we'll begin to draw up from the center of the planet, Father Earth and Mother Earth energy, letting this flow through us and around us in an upward rising river of love, letting this earth energy support us and strengthen us, and knowing that we truly are pillars of light. We're actually energy before we're bodies. We're straightening up our pillars of light. We're always going to be able to do this just a little bit more because we're eternal beings and we're growing. So our pillars are always a little bit longer than they were the day before, maybe a little bit wider than they were the day before. So right now, as if you're being combed by angel fingers, simply let your pillars of light be straightened from the center of the planet beneath you to the center of the universe above you in a straight line. And now feel a river of light at your back, a river of love like a divine breath, blowing you forward through life so that life comes more easily, less hard work and more effort. Letting the focus now rise to the crown of your head and through the crown connecting into source above, that rainbow of healing frequencies. And we'll start to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, all that we have ever had access to in any lifetime, and all that we will ever have access to in any lifetime to come. Drawing these through us and around us now in a downward flowing river of source love, letting this river flow sky to earth, through us and around us, from the center of the universe above to the center of the planet beneath us. Now we'll swish this river of light and love, top to bottom and bottom to top, creating turbulence, cleansing, clearing this entire pillar of light, which is your true self. And now we draw the focus to this intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love, and instantly it expands into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing space for us to hold our gathering in right now. And right now is the eternal moment of now. So whenever you're hearing this, now is now. Now, notice the outside of the bubble. Strong, light, bright, resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear only beings that we invite in can join us. All others pass around on their own way to the light. This is private, sacred, healing, growing space. So into this, we're going to ask all of our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us, all the higher dimension beings who are willing to be with us today. We're grateful, grateful for your presence. Thank you for coming. There's a nice energy shift. Coughing is a common reaction to energy shifting. And now I'm noticing the higher souls of everyone. What beautiful beings are joining us. Thank you. Thank you for the chance to be of service. Now, around this bubble, there's spinning a vortex of white light, a divine vortex. Just like tornadoes suck up things, vortices suck up things too. And so it's taking away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, leaving us continually in clear, sacred space, perfect space for us to have our gathering in today. Now, right down the center of the vortex, there's flowing a waterfall of divine love, pure essence of love, the living waters, divine love flowing through us and around us, pooling at our feet, creating a lake of love, a nest of love for us to have our meeting in today. Now, friends, that's what we call our opening process, and it is a process of aligning with the divine. And as we repeat this opening process over time, day in and day out, if you want, or just whenever you do it, helps your energy body align with spirit. It straightens up your pillar of light, which is our true self. That is what we actually look like when we start to relate to our energy bodies as a pillar of light. We increase our ability to live our soul plan so that we can be in the world living our plan, not so much influenced by the world around us. So that when, for example, Mercury goes retrograde, our lives go on just fine. When the people around us are upset, our lives go on just fine. We can relate to them with compassion, but we ourselves can still be in a space of peace and joy.
Thank you so very much, Lynn. That was gorgeous. And I know that our lives are forever transformed for having this experience with you right now. And the thing is, as we look after ourselves and look after getting ourselves right in our with ourselves and who we are, the world around us can't help but change the way it responds to us. Is that not true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. And what's more, the more we live from our own soul plan, the more we help the people around us live from their soul plans, and as more and more of us live from our soul plan, the world itself transforms. It's not just our experience of the world, but the world itself transforms. This is how, working together, each doing our part, the world does transform.
Mm. Beautiful. It's just like frequencies on a radio. You know, you might be set at 1510 listening to NBC Boston Sports Radio and, you know, and loving it. And but you know what? Sometimes we like to change to, say, another station, and there's nothing wrong with that. But as we move ourselves up and down the radio dial of life, we obviously open up new frequencies, and it opens up a new song in our heart, and you know, we have that choice, and that's what's so brilliant about the ability to be alive in this day and time right now. It is such a gift, and Lynn, you are so full of beautiful gifts with what you are sharing with the world, and thank you for raising the vibrational frequency of that radio station and dial of our life.
Thank you, Brenda. That was very nice.
Mm. Well, it is nice. It's nice to be here. And on a Sunday evening, celebrating life with so many, many people from all over the world, you know, you can't help it, just not help but feel good. So, Lynn, you have maybe some wonderful experiences to share about how the light workers healing method has changed lives. Can you share some testimonials?
Oh my goodness, there's so many things. I would start with something that happened early on, and I like to start with that because I was so bad at it, really, you know, when I look back on it, that I didn't have many of the techniques. I didn't have one-tenth of the techniques that I teach people in our core curriculum. Our core curriculum is 4-weekend workshops. But I was doing my best. And in divine energy healing, and this is a system of divine energy healing, we do our best. And then some element of the divine supplies the rest. And miracles can happen right away. And so I had somebody who had lupus, and she was just coming to me to manage the lupus. And lupus is a supposedly incurable disease.
Mm-hmm.
And but it has markers, you know, they track it with blood tests and things like that. And she had these markers and had for many years, and we worked together once. Once, just once, and I was early on. You see, I wasn't very good at it. And then she went back to her doctor for her checkup or whatever, and the markers, they said, this test is bad, and they had, because it showed no lupus, and so they sent her back and had another test, which came back no lupus. No lupus, no lupus, no lupus. One time, someone who's very bad, I was very bad, trust me at that, but I was doing my best, and it's divine energy healing.
Well, I think whenever you put your best, no matter how bad you are at it, or how we perceive ourselves as being so limited at what we're doing, when you put your heart and soul and best intentions behind it, wow, what miracles can happen.
Right, exactly. Right. And the real miracle is not what I'm doing, it's what has happened for my students as they take this work into the world. That's the miracle, that it's a duplicatable skill.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Expanding. You know, we all have amazing gifts. A mother's touch is so healing, as is a dad's love. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to do it right or have the, you know, a skill set, but just a willingness of heart. And then, you know, when your heart opens, the teachers arrive. The opportunities show up on how to really tap into the creativity of all this wonderful stuff. So, yes, you have made many, many people around the world become light workers, healing method teachers and practitioners, and it's brilliant. So, yes, I'm sure you've seen a lot of things change for people who've stepped forward to become part of this movement.
Oh, absolutely. Lives transform. Story after story. That's what makes it worthwhile. You know, that's what makes all the long nights and all the travel worthwhile, is the story of lives transforming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just brilliant. So, you know, it is just an amazing to have this opportunity to have this hour with you and, you know, to share with you and with the world all this amazing work that has come. So you must be so heartened to know that the struggles that you've had and the losses you've had have led to such beautiful highs in life experience. So, so beautiful.
Thank you. I don't even think about them anymore.
Yes, because you know what? History is history, and we're in movement moving forward. So, yes, it's a fun foundation, but the evolution of it all is just so magnificent. Well, I think we're coming to a break, and so you're on NBC Sports Radio Boston, and we're going to just take a few minutes break and come back for more Miracles and Magic with Lynn McGonigal. Thanks. Welcome back to the Healthy Wealthy Evolution. We are here with Lynn McGonigal on NBC Sports Radio 1510 Boston. And we are also on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and iTunes and beyond. And we have Lynn McGonigal, and we are sharing wisdom of the ages through the light workers healing method. Sorry about that. And we have a beautiful, beautiful gift for you right now. And Lynn is going to treat us to a transmission. Lynn, take it away and share with the audience what it is that we're going to be experiencing through you.
Absolutely. Friends, a transmission is something that is sent to us as a gift from the higher dimensions. This is a multidimensional energy healing art, and so I can request the transmission. I don't make it happen. I ask for it, and I'm the portal, the gateway that it passes through, but it comes to us from the higher dimension guides and angels and the avatars and teachers and ultimate source, of course, too. And so it's fundamentally a powerful request for divine help. And this particular one, we have many of these transmissions in our teaching program because we're teaching energy healing and transmissions are a big part of that. This particular one is from one of our higher level classes, and it's about connecting with the higher soul and working effectively with the higher soul, creating a life that works in partnership with our higher soul. So, friends, just very briefly, we'll flush our heart chakras clear back to front and front to back and flush our pillars of light clear again, just like we just did in the opening process, preparing once again to receive. And now we'll draw our focus up again to the crown and through the crown, and we'll think of like we have channels or tubes that are our ways of sensing the world, and we just point these channels, these intuitive channels, up, straight up to our guides. Usually they're pointed out into the world around us so that we can just make sure we're headed in the right direction and that we're safe, but that puts the burden all on us to keep ourselves safe. It actually works much better when we point our focus up to our guides because they have a better view of our lives. So right now we'll draw our focus up to our own guides and angels. And now I'm going to ask on all our behalf for the channels to be opened even wider to our own guides and angels, and of course to that ultimate source of life and love. I'm asking the channels to be opened wider to the healing light beings and to the teachers of the light workers healing method so that they can bless this process too. I'm asking that any blockages or resistance that we have that might limit our ability to receive gifts be cleared away, and that our energy bodies be prepared to receive gifts and healings and blessings and guidance. And now, may each of us be drawn even to better alignment with the guides, the angels, light beings, and source. And now, please give each of us that which is in accordance with the divine plan for us as individuals. Give each of us whatever healing we're open to receive right now. Give us all other gifts and assistance that are in our highest and best good. Realign our intuitive channels as much as we allow to point straight up to you, the guides, the angels, light beings, and source, so that we can hear the guidance and know what direction to head in. Help us also support ourselves by drawing up this divine earth energy, creating this river of light at our backs, supporting ourselves. The more upward flow we have, the more downward flow we can catch. So we want to catch this divine flow from source, so it's up to us to draw up the earth energy. Now I'm going to ask our guides and angels to help us team effectively with our higher souls and help us empower the higher souls to make our lives work. When we team with our higher souls, they can make our lives work physically and mentally, emotionally and spiritually, financially and in our relationships. Help us learn to work as a team with our higher soul. Help us step forward in our soul plans, and that calls our higher souls in even more. Help our higher souls stick with us even when we run away from our soul plans so we can try again to do it better. Help us learn to become one with our higher souls, to actually merge with our higher souls so that we live the lives we came here to live and that we are who we intend to be. Give each of us whatever we need so that we can know that our guides are real and that they love us. Give each of us that which matters most in this work. give us whatever we each need to be a light worker in our own right way, and give each of us that which pulls us forward on our divine path, that optimal and personal future for each of us. And now help us integrate and anchor these gifts, these awarenesses, the healings, and the blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, knowing this power and repetition, I'm going to ask once more for our connections to be opened even wider to our own guides and angels, and, of course, to that ultimate source of life and love, the channels to be opened even wider to the healing light beings and to the teachers and avatars of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and that any blockages or resistance that we have that might limit our ability to receive the gifts be cleared away right now. And that our energy bodies be prepared once more to receive the gifts and the blessings and the healings at an even deeper level. And now, please draw each of us into full, optimal alignment with you, the guides, the angels, light beings, and source, and give each of us that which is in accordance with the divine plan for us as individuals. Give us whatever healing we're open to receive right now. Give us all other gifts and assistance that are in our highest and best good. Realign our intuitive channels as much as we allow to point straight up to our guides so that we can hear them and follow their advice. Help us draw up this divine earth energy to support us, especially that river of light at our backs, to give us support in moving forward in our lives. Help us team effectively with our higher souls, which allows the higher souls to help us create a life that works. Help us to step forward in our soul plans and call in our higher souls even more as we do that. Every step, more higher soul energy, asking our higher souls to come in more tomorrow than they do today and more the next day than they do tomorrow, so that every day it gets easier and easier to live the lives we came here to live, be who we plan to be, and become one with our higher souls, to engage with life from the perspective of our higher soul. I'm going to ask that each of us be given whatever we need right now so that we can know our guides are real and that they love us, to give each of us whatever we need so that we can trust our guides. Give us whatever we need to be a light worker in our own right way, and that which matters most in this particular work of Light Workers Healing Method. Give each of us that which pulls us forward on our divine path, that optimal and personal future for each of us. And now help us integrate and anchor the gifts, the healings, the blessings, the awarenesses. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, friends, for many of you, you have a lot more energy running through your system than your system is used to handling. And so sometimes this can create tightness in the head or neck or pressure or headachy feelings, and we don't need to suffer with that. So if you're having tightness in the head or neck or headachy feelings, you can literally take your hands and put them up by your head and draw the energy away from your head as if you're taking a hat brim and pulling it out into a sombrero, like turning a normal hat into a sombrero. Just literally with your hands, pull the energy away from your head, not to get rid of it because this is divine energy, but to stabilize the edges of your energy body rather than having it press on your head, making you miserable. And now, just as your energy is expanding outward, it's also typically expanding upward, so you can use your hands to draw this normal hat up into a Dr. Seuss hat. So you're drawing the energy up and out. You're expanding your energy body up and out, and usually just that takes away any headachy tightness. If you have tightness around your neck or jaw or shoulders, just do the same at the level of the neck and shoulders. Draw that energy out. Sometimes you have just a weird, spacey, queasy feeling. That means we've lost our grip on the planet. So draw your focus down as if you can reach to the feet and through the feet right into the center of the planet and draw up that divine Father Earth energy and Mother Earth energy really strongly through you again, once more, that river of light upward rising from the center of the planet, and that will stabilize the energy. So now, friends, this is one transmission. This particular one is from a higher level class, but there are other transmissions that are earlier on in this process of becoming who your soul wants you to be. So even though we started with this one this evening, if you're working through this, I would recommend you start with an earlier one and go from there.
Oh, that was magnificent, Lynn. Absolutely magnificent.
Thank you.
Oh.
I think we're coming up on our break again.
We are, and what we want to do is, is find out how we can work more directly with you, how we can experience more of the Light Workers Healing Method, and find out more about what's going on in the world of Lynn McGonigal.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, that's great. So, friends, hang on tight. Keep your seatbelt strapped on because more of this wonderful work is coming back to you after the next break. And what we're going to do is find out more about how to connect with Lynn and keep up with her because she is amazing and she comes from such a beautiful place in her soul and heart to make the world a better place. So here we are on NBC Sports 1510 radio out of Boston, and we are also on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And please hang on tight, and we look forward to seeing you on the other side of the next break.
Change in life can be a peaceful evolution. Join Brenda Pierce and guests on the Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show, where you'll receive solutions to wealth, wellness, and joy. The Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network and heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston and syndicated on the Dream Vision 7 radio network worldwide.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you seeking solutions to creating the life of your dreams? You can have it all. Join Brenda Pierce and guests as we break the blocks holding you back from living your fullest life of wealth, wellness, abundance, and joy. Sign up for newsletters and interesting articles, including the life-changing telesummit series, Healthy Wealthy Evolution, at healthywealthyevolution.com. Together, we can evolve into our fullest life experience.
Money makes us react. It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home life to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honick and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Are you sick and tired of never having enough money and time to do the things you love? DNADollars.com can change that forever. World-famous success expert Jack Zufeld will give you absolutely free a special report on the four things you need to make money so you can become financially free. If you like what you see in the report, he and his team will help you learn to earn as much money as you want, and they'll do it all without charging you any money. Go to DNADollars.com now and get your report to get started on a new road to financial freedom.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Evolution here on 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston and beyond with Lynn McGonigal here tonight. We have been experiencing transmissions and all kinds of beautiful, beautiful harmonizing work that Lynn has brought forth through her divine connections. And Lynn, thank you so much for all you do and for sharing your gifts tonight. What we'd like to do right now is find out more about how we can connect with Lynn and experience this beautiful work and work with Lynn personally and directly.
Well, thank you, Brenda. And what I do is I teach this healing art. It's a divine energy healing art with the purpose of aligning people with soul path. And so it tends to become a way of supporting whatever your life path is. It's not a path in and of itself. It's a way of supporting you on whatever your path is. And what we do is teach people how to become channels for higher dimension healers, for higher dimension light beings and angels, and for the guides. We teach people how to connect with past lives so that they can help people release the root causes of what they're tripping up on. And to connect with future lives to draw in the mastery. And the miracle of this healing art is because we don't hold ourselves separate, as is typical in energy healing. We merge with our clients. We become one with them. And that activates the miracle of simultaneous healing. And so as we work with people with lots and lots of different troubles over and over again, we ourselves are healed of all these different issues that we're blind to. Here's the thing. It's so much easier to do this for others than it is for ourselves, because with ourselves we have what we call the DDD, the dilemma of delusion and denial. It comes from our fears and our confusions. It's so hard to see our own stuff, right? Mm-hmm. it's so much easier to see it with others. And so when we're working with others, there's no DDD. There's no delusion and denial. And so we learn how to facilitate divine healing for a stranger by merging him with him. It's the fastest possible way to heal our own lives. It's a divine paradox because there truly is only one of us here. So when we merge in and become one with our healing subject, as we do in this method, both of us are healed at the same time by letting the energy of the angels and the light beings flow through us. So because we work with these higher dimension beings, most people call them all angels, but there are many different types of higher dimension beings, and we help people get acquainted with them and come to know them and feel how they're different. And so it makes it real for them because they can feel. It tangibly feels different. The tiny hands light beings feel different than the medics and feel different than the protective angels as people get it. Wow, there's really something real going on. So because we're working as channels, healers can achieve results. There's no way we can do it on our own. It would be impossible. So we teach this in a progressive series of weekend workshops. We've taught it at Kripalu and at the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And we have a class series that's coming up again. It starts August 24th, 25th. The main class is in the greater Boston area. And webinaring in from everywhere on Earth. We have people from all the major continents webinaring in, and so you can do that too. If Boston is too far away, no worries. That's what the webinar is for. There's continuing education credits for social workers and doctors of Oriental medicine and massage therapists. You can get continuing education credits and heal your life and heal other people's lives at the same time. So, Brenda, I know that you've packaged some of our audio and video recordings together.
Yes, we have, because, you know, sometimes, you know, before people decide to learn the light workers healing method, they like to experience more of it. And a beautiful way is by going to www.healthywealthyevolution.com/Lynn, L-Y-N-N. You can go to a beautiful page package that Lynn has graciously put together. And Lynn, if you could just kind of quickly walk us through that, that'd be great.
Well, it starts with the 11 energy transmissions from our core curriculum. And friends, you had one of our transmissions that are not from the core curriculum, from the higher level class. And so when I was saying I recommend you back up a little bit and take it a little bit slower if you want to really learn this, these 11 transmissions go in order. And there's also a downloadable copy of our first book that explains the core curriculum, and it's interwoven with the transmissions. You read a book, and it'll say, now go to get your transmission, and you absorb the transmission, and it helps you with the exercises that are in the book. There are also a number of videos, including an 80-minute class that provides an overview and several demonstrations so that, you know, we can talk about this a long time, and it's not the same as seeing a video. And there are also some of our higher-level classes. There's a sampling of higher-level classes. I believe we've included the class on working with dreams for guidance and also the one on cellular healing, where we have our deepest beliefs are lodged at the cellular, molecular, and atomic level. And so healing at the cellular, molecular, and atomic level is important. And I think that is it.
It's a very comprehensive package and will give people great insights into, you know, their being, their molecular structure, the connection to the universe and beyond, and help to really move forward in terms of greater understanding of who we really are, which is the greatest gift you can give to yourself in this day and time. So, Lynn, it's just phenomenal that you were able to put that together for us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I was able to do it. And what it doesn't include is the core curriculum, and that's what we teach, because friends, let's face it, this is a very valuable skill, learning how to live soul plans and help people live their soul plan. That's a worthwhile skill, and it's not going to come unless you take a class.
Mm-hmm.
And not even that. You know, we have a mentorship program and a certification program that we will take you through it. Our commitment is to meet your effort and help you through it. The certification program is at no cost, no additional cost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because it was shared with me freely, we pass that on freely.
Wow. What a great gift.
You have to do the work. What you get is a life of joy. And what's more is more and more people begin to live their soul plans as we ourselves live our soul plans. The overall soul plan for the earth, the divine plan for the planet, will begin to manifest by living our life purpose. We help to heal the world.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, it just it's just so thrilling to be a part of this process and to share this beautiful work with the world. And thank you so very much, Lynn, for all you do and the many, many gifts. And so if you are interested in connecting and finding out more, go to www.healthywealthyevolution.com/Lynn, L-Y-N-N. It can be capital L or smaller, lowercase l. It'll get you there. And do take the time to explore this opportunity to expand yourself in many ways, make the world a better place, improve your health, wealth, abundance, and joy. That is what we really are all about here. And Lynn, thank you for being so much a part of the Evolution family and doing your piece.
It's really been a joy. And Brenda, it's true. The purpose of life is joy. That's why we're here, friends. Joy comes when we live our soul plans. The real miracle is learning how to live your soul plan. It's a teachable, learnable skill. That's what we do.
Oh, so, yes, exactly. So if you've enjoyed this wonderful event tonight, please join us at www.healthywealthyevolution.com. Sign up. Become a part of the Evolution family community. Make the world a better place. We know that you are magnificent and you have great value and gift to give to the world. So share it. Join the Evolution family. Find out the tips, techniques. Learn from the teachers that make it happen and can help you evolve into your fullest life experience. And it is with great joy that I am hosting the Healthy Wealthy Evolution and spreading this work in the world. So join us. You'll find out all the various events that we are a part of and how to connect. Right now you're listening to NBC's Boston Sports Radio, 1510 AM, and the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and beyond. So thank you for being here with us this evening. Make the world a better place. Smile. Just smile raises a vibration. We all have one. Let's use it. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this event. Many blessings to all of you. And thank you, Lynn. We appreciate you. With much love. Namaste.
Namaste.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.